And finally this evening, Pope Benedict XVI's message for the 42nd World Day of Social Communications was presented today at the Vatican. Emma McCarthy reports.
World Day for Social Communications is celebrated worldwide on May 4th, but the Pope's message was launched by President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Celi, Thursday, the feast day of St. Francis de Sales, patron saint of journalists. Introducing the papal text to foreign journalists at the Vatican press office, Archbishop Celi said that media can be instruments of hope when they are used correctly.
We cannot imagine the actual world, or the actual life of humanity, without the positive contribution of the media. Mutual understanding, the path of peace, solidarity. The medias are really the positive instruments of such a development of the human life.
In his message divided into six parts, Pope Benedict goes on to note the precious and decisive role that media continues to have. Monsignor Paul Tai, the recently appointed Undersecretary to the Council, explains.
The wonderful good they've done that the document picks up on very clearly, with the help of bringing about things like literacy, bringing communities closer together, helping to create a better democracy in different situations. I just think if we think back to quite recently, how maybe the international awareness of what was happening in Burma came because individuals were able to use, be it only cell phones, to make known to the outside world what was happening. And there's great potential there.
But the Pope also warns against a far darker reality in modern media, underlining that new technologies are only a means and not an end in themselves. Unfortunately, he writes, these new technologies risk being transformed into systems aimed at subjecting humanity to agendas dictated by the dominant interests of the day. Moreover, the Pope points out, in certain situations, the media are used not for their proper purpose of disseminating information, but to create events. Archbishop Celi says this happens when media are not committed to the search for truth, but to self-promotion.
The problem is, again, that man is behind such instruments of life. Man is expressing himself through the medias, but the destinatory of such a communications are, again, man. And this is the delicate aspects of medias. Because if you don't respect truth and you don't respect the truth of man, really you are facing new problems in life. And I think that this is the real aspects, the real mission, I would say identity and mission of the medias today, searching for the truth.
Concluding his message, Pope Benedict writes, many people now think there is a need in this sphere for info-ethics. Monsignor Tai points out that this is just one way to avoid the media becoming spokesmen for economic materialism and ethical relativism, true scourges of our time.
It's clear at a very simple level. Often you hear what's called cyberbullying within schools for young children. Constantly one's reading of various situations in which the internet is serving to diffuse child porn and the exploitation of children, slavery and the abuse of people and their dignity. So we just want to watch and be attentive to ensure that the new technologies are put into the best use.
The full text of Pope Benedict XVI's World Day for Social Communications is available on our website at www.vaticanradio.org. I'm Ema McCarthy.